Hey there, welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. Well, today we read Exodus 15, Luke 18, Job 33, and 2 Corinthians 3. And I don't know about you, but after today's reading, there's something in me that just wants to shout. Like, something in me that wants to act like I was raised Pentecostal and run up and down the aisle. Some of you might think that normative, you know, but for me, who grew up Methodist, and though it was a Black Methodist church, you know, we had some soul, we didn't go on Holy Spirit runs. Like, I don't necessarily do that. Though, you guys, I might do it today. You see, here's the thing with me. I'm a person hyper-focused on growth and steady improvement. I want to be continually transformed above all else. The shadow of that desire, however, is that I don't stop enough and celebrate the transformation that has already happened. Today, we read a few things that God caused to stir something up in me. Let me walk you through them and how God put them all together in my spirit today to make me want to do a praise run. In Luke 18 today, we see Jesus reminding us all that man's best efforts will fall short, as the young ruler who worked hard to be righteous and full of integrity, like our brother Job we read about, and we see him discover that he couldn't work his way into the kingdom, but by surrendering his heart, which was clearly attached to his money, Jesus would work his way into him. Jesus then says something that triggered me and sent me back into other texts that we read today. He said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Yeah, that's right. He is the God of the impossible, y'all. I mean, can we pause and think about what we've just read about God doing with the Israelites in Exodus? I mean, plague after plague, appearing to them supernaturally and leading them through a sea whose waters were cleared away and walled up only until they passed through, and then closed on their enemies, giving them a definitive freedom from captors that had oppressed them for hundreds of years. He is the God of the impossible, y'all. And today, we read in Exodus 15 that Moses and the gang celebrated like God had just done the impossible, which he did, which he does, which he will continue to do. But they sing, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Yesterday, we talked about a new response. This song is the first one that we see recorded in history, a song of absolute adoration of God. I mean, these people went full on Pentecostal, y'all, years before Pentecost. Miriam even broke out her tambourine and led the women with tambourines and dancing. They had church. I mean, for me, growth-minded me, right? I need to tear a page out of Exodus right here and meditate on it so I can let that truth take root in me. I need to be quick to sing. If it weren't for God's grace and ridiculous mercy, why would he continue to show up in unimaginable and impossible ways for me if I don't develop a habitual hallelujah? A pattern of praise. For me, that is a new response and a necessary one. If today's reminder isn't enough, don't forget yesterday's scene in Luke 17 where Jesus healed 10 lepers. It read like this, starting in verse 14, "And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? The other 9, y'all, they took the blessing and kept on stepping. Let us today determine to be the one. Let us be quick to sing a song of praise. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we cannot thank you enough for all that you have done for us. If all you ever did was pluck us out of darkness, pluck us out of death, and give us light and life, that would be enough. But you don't stop there. You continue to give us mercy after mercy, giving us purpose, giving us freedom. Lord, you empower us to do great things and to see the impossible happen through you. So, Lord, we don't want to ask for much today. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And all that we ask is that you would help us to be quick to sing of your praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, y'all, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Make sure you leave some feedback. Let me know how this is going for you. If there's things you want me to do differently, I'd love to see if I can make this even a greater blessing for you. Make sure you subscribe, rate, share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.